Welcome to the 60-Second Planner from Limeburg Information Services, on the web at limeburgservices.com. Here's Bob Keebler.
On February 2, 2015, the administration released President Obama's budget for the fiscal year ended September 30, 2016. In a three-part series of 60-Second Planners, this executive summary will lay out the budget proposals for gift and estate tax, IRAs and qualified plans, and income taxation for wealthy Americans. This segment is part one, identifying the proposals for gift and estate tax. First, the budget would restore the estate gift and GST tax to 2009 levels with a $3.5 million exemption and a 45% rate. The gift tax exemption would return to $1 million. There would be no indexing for inflation. Finally, no gift or estate tax would be imposed by reason of decreases in the applicable exclusion from the $5,430,000 level to the $3.5 million level with respect to a prior gift that was excluded from tax at the time of the transfer. Secondly, the law would also modify grants. The proposal would make a maximum term of a grant 10 years plus the grantor's life expectancy. The proposal would prohibit decreasing payout grants and prohibit the grantor from engaging in a tax-free exchange of any asset held by the grant. This proposal would also have a minimum value of 25% of the value of the transaction. There would be a $500,000 minimum gift associated with a grant. IDID sales would also be affected. This proposal would impose transfer taxes on IDID sales through either the estate tax inclusion of the asset sold or by imposing a gift tax when the grantor is no longer the deemed owner of the trust. This part of the proposal would be effective as of the date of enactment. The proposal would also limit the duration of the GST exemption when it was applied to a trust. This proposal would provide that on the 90th anniversary of the creation of a trust, the GST exclusion allocated to the trust would terminate and the trust's inclusion ratio would move from 0 to 1. This proposal would apply to all trusts enacted after the bill is signed by the President. The bill would also modify the GST treatment of HEAT trusts by excluding transfers from a trust for medical or educational purposes from the HEAT rule. Finally, and perhaps most importantly, there is also a proposal that would limit total annual exclusion gifts per donor to $50,000. This proposal would also eliminate the present value interest requirement for a gift. On behalf of Limeburg Information Services, this has been Bob Keebler with a 60-Second Planner.